Hi, it's me. I'm just calling to see how you're doing. Just check in on you, see how work is going and how you're feeling. Just to say hi. So, hi. And to say that I really enjoyed our talk last night. I was really glad that we actually got to have that talk. I think it's really good for us as friends. We probably should have talked about this a while ago, but better late than never. And it's good to clear the air and get things out and figure out where we stand. So I just want to thank you for your honesty, your candor. I appreciate it very much. I think I was a little more maybe clear, maybe, than you were. I told you what I want, and you said no, which is totally fine. I mean, completely. But there was that little bit of like, well, maybe, but no. I mean, okay, maybe, and then no. So I wasn't quite sure, really, whether you were, like into me, that you might actually want to fuck me. I wasn't sure about that because you didn't seem super clear on saying you didn't. But that's okay. That's okay because this morning I got thinking about it and I thought, he's right. He's totally right. Of course we shouldn't fuck. Of course we should stay friends. Just friends. It's just so, it's so boring when somebody wants you. Like it's just so, ugh, not again, when somebody just lusts for you and just wants you like crazy and wants something exciting and romantic with you. It's just so boring, isn't it? I mean, yeah, it's been done to death. It's like a dime a dozen. There's so many people out there that want that from you. But what we have is a real friendship. And that's good stuff. Like that's, we hang out together, we enjoy each other's company, we laugh at the same things, like the same movies, the same food, and we have a great time together. So we should just be hanging out there in the friend zone. Like it's good stuff. I would be so bored if we just took all that and added sex. That would be just so boring, I think, And I mean, I think, and you're right. I mean, I know that when you're looking at my tits, I know that you're just thinking, wow, my friend has great tits. I know that must be going through your head, right? Because, of course, that's what you would think looking at me. And, sometimes I've seen you looking at my ass and I know that you're just kind of thinking, is her ass getting bigger or is it getting smaller? And I know you're looking out for me. I know. You're just being a good friend because you know that I don't I wanna stay shapely. You know that. So I really appreciate you looking out for me like that. And you know, just it's so nice to just have a guy that when he just sort of stares at your body and stuff, that you kind of you know that he's just kind of like checking you out for like skin cancer stuff, because that's a real threat. That's a real problem. And I can't see melanomas in the back of my back. So, you know, I really appreciate it. So thanks. Thanks for looking out for me. And you're right. I think hanging out in the friend zone with you is a great idea, because then you can tell me about that girl you like. You can tell me that you like her, and I can tell you about the guys I like. And it doesn't have to be weird. I can tell you about all the things I want to do to this guy I like, the way he makes me want to just get down on my knees and just sit there patiently looking up at him with my mouth open and my tongue out, and just sort of ask him to just grab the base of his cock and just guide it into my mouth and hold me still while he just pumps his hips and just rhythmically fucks my mouth. Oh, I mean, I'd love to be able to tell you about that as my buddy, you know, because, you know, it's just a part of me, and it's great to be able to share it without pressure, you know, without the sense that maybe I shouldn't tell you. I can talk to you about, you know, how I masturbate when I'm horny and alone, and how I touch myself, and how wet I get, and how I like to dip my fingers inside myself, and how I just slide my two fingers along the side of my clit, and how one side of my clit's a little more sensitive than the other, so when a guy is going down on me, I like to say, "I'm just there, baby, just like that, just there, yeah, lick me right there, baby, give me your tongue, baby, yeah, make me come on your face." I can tell you all the ways I've fantasized about riding a guy till I come, and just getting so horny for him, and I just have to treat him like a living dildo and just sink down on him and fuck myself with him. Oh, see, that's not something I would tell a guy who wasn't just a good buddy of mine. You know, I mean, and this would be awesome, maybe we could share tips. Like maybe you could tell me all the ways you like to be sucked. You know, maybe you could describe how you like to have your cock gripped and see a girl's hands just around the base and watch her tongue just start at your balls and just lick up that little line in your sack and just trace it with her tongue all the way up your shaft, all the way to your head, and takes your head in her mouth and just sucks. Because, I mean, I love doing that, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't know if a guy really likes that or not, so I would love some tips from you on how to tease a cock properly to the point where it's just oozing pre-cum, just dripping. Because I really want to try this with a guy someday. I really want to make him drool, like, helplessly for hours and hours. And I want to go out and go to social events and go to dinner and just keep teasing him all night long. Every time we get a minute to ourselves, I want to touch him and rub against him and back my ass up into him and gyrate my hips and just grind against him until he nearly comes. right in his pants. You know, I want to just tease him and tickle him and torture him a little bit and just do that for hours and hours and hours. And then start sucking him. Yeah, and then edge him. Like, bring him right to the edge about 10 times. I think that would be so much fun. But you tell me, you know, you're my bestie. You're a guy. You tell me if a guy would like that. And, I think you're totally right. I think that if we were to fuck, I think that would be such a waste, right? Because, I mean, think of how much more we could learn from each other if we just stayed friends. So, I mean, I can fuck anybody. I got lots of guys I can fuck. I got my pick, really, and it's great knowing that you just wouldn't mind if I just, you know, I just swallow another guy's cock and just suck down all his cum and just devour him and bend over the couch and beg him to fuck me and go visit him at work and take a few minutes in a private place to suck him off before he goes back to work and all those great things. So, actually, I'm getting really hot thinking about it. I think I just might touch myself a bit while I'm thinking about it. Oh, yeah, how wet I am. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, yeah. Thinking about slurping all over a hard cock. Oh, yeah. Thinking about sucking it. Sucking so much, my cheeks go hollow. Making him go faster and faster, move his hips faster and faster, so he's just pumping into my mouth. And then when he comes, I just keep sucking and sucking and sucking while he comes. It's just, from what I hear, it's an incredible experience, but it makes me so wet. I can tell you what it's like to be so wet and so horny and just want to cock in me so bad and just want to get fucked so bad. How good it feels to stick my fingers in my cunt and fuck myself and think about a guy that I want. And think about his body on top of me just pumping away. Or think about him just bending me over, grabbing my ass while he buries his cock in me. Oh, it makes me gum. It makes me gum so many times. See, I can tell you that. I can tell you that the way I would tell my friend. I cum so many times. Yeah, and I have like really loud, really moany, really breathy orgasms. Like, I just pant and moan and thrash around, and my head moves from side to side, and I just have to call out the guy's name, and I have to grab his head and pull him to me, and grab his arms and squeeze him and bite him. I'm gonna bite his shoulder while he's fucking me, and I tell him to come in me. I tell him to just keep fucking me till he comes. Oh, so fucking good. I just drain him into my pussy. His spasms around his cock. It's so good. It's so good. But, so good talk. And, glad we cleared the air. So I'm gonna go in the shower now and soap up my naked body, and I'm gonna wash my breasts and my pussy and let the water just trail down. And then I'll probably come back to bed and use a toy on myself, I think. And maybe I'll call you and I'll tell you how I like the new toy I got. What do you think? I think that would be good. It'd be educational.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. So, enjoy the rest of your day. It's so nice to have you as a friend. Bye.